Across the country, classes are back in session, and that means homework. But save the assigned readings and unsolved equations for later. There are no grades in this thinking game. It's time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Ben Bass of Chicago. I said, name a well-known U.S. geographical place, two words, five letters in the first word, six letters in the last, that contains all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. And I said, it's a place that's been in the news. What is it? Well, the answer was Mount Denali. That's, the Alaskan mountain that President Obama recently announced would be getting its official name change from Mount McKinley. Now, by the way, technically, its name is Denali, not Mount Denali, but I was going by popular usage.
Okay, so more than 930 of you sent in the right answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is Jessica Vandervalk of Northridge, California. She joins us on the line now. Hey, Jessica, congratulations.
Hi, thank you. This is the first time I've ever sent in an answer.
Oh, wow. Beginner's luck. That's great.
Yeah.
And I understand you are a middle school teacher and you are in your class with your students right now. Is that right?
I am, yes. Would you like to hear them say hello?
Do you want to say hi?
Yes. Everybody say hello.
Wow. They really love the puzzle. They all have to be quiet now, and they can't help you cheat.
I'm very nervous now because I've got all eyes on me as well as ears.
I think you will do just fine. And with that, Will, let's play the puzzle.
All right, Jessica and Rachel, every answer today is the first and last name of one of the major Republican candidates for president. Identify them from their anagrams.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, I promise.
For example, if I said Portland mud, you would say Donald Trump.
Okay. Let's give it a
go. Number one, lunar pad.
Lunar pad.
L-U-N-A-R-P-A-D. Like where a rocket would take off from the moon.
Yeah. Lunar
it's a two-word name, four letters in each one.
Right. And the last one starts with a P.
Yes.
I think.
Kentucky. Do you want help?
Yes. Totally.
Okay. I think it's Rand Paul.
Rand Paul is it. Senator Rand Paul is correct.
Rand Paul.
Number two, Troost, T-R-U-C-E-D, plus the letter Z.
Cruised. So Cruz.
Yes.
Ted Cruz
Paul
is it, yes.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, right. Okay, got it.
Here's your next one. Comb our hair minus H. C-O-M-B-O-U-R-H-A-I-R, comb our hair minus H.
Let me see. Something with a B.
5-5, and the initials are M-R.
M-R. M-R.
Florida.
Then it's not Jeb Bush.
Mm-mm. It's not Jeb Bush. It's the other one.
Oh, Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, yes.
There you go.
California plus R-Y.
C-A-L-I-F-O-R-I-A-R-Y.
Yeah, you have this one. You can do it.
California plus R-Y, and this candidate actually is from California.
Oh, isn't that isn't
you know
that
it?
Woman who used to run?
Yes. She is a woman.
The woman who's Carly Fiorina?
Yes.
Carly Fiorina.
Yes.
Now, how cool is that?
Good job.
She is from California. The R stands for Republican. I just can't figure out what to do with that Y.
It was beautiful. I want to appreciate that anagram, Will. That was lovely.
Okay, I've got one more. This one is my favorite because it's two vegetables, corn plus beans.
There's a guy called Ben. That would be B-A-N.
Yes, that's the one.
Uh-huh. Ben Carson?
Yes!
Ben Carson.
Yes!
Yes.
For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can go to npr.org/puzzle and read about your prizes. And Jessica, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
KPCC in Pasadena.
Jessica Vandervalk of Northridge, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Jessica.
It was an experience. Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, it's a well-known curiosity that the longest common unhyphenated word that can be typed on the top row of a typewriter or computer keyboard is typewriter. Can you think of a common hyphenated word in 12 letters that can be typed using only the keys on the top row of a typewriter or computer keyboard? So again, think of a common hyphenated word, 12 letters, that can be typed using only the keys on the top row of a typewriter or computer keyboard. What is it?
When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll give you a call and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.